Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Winter Men by Jesper Bugge Kold, translated by K.E. Semmel, performed by Nick Sands. To Karina, Malte, and Elvira. He who dares not to choose his path will end as the stair upon which the powerful tread. Carl Schoenberg, Danish poet, 1930 to 1995. Prologue. Coroico, Bolivia, May 6, 1983. The city lay in the deep slumber of siesta. Only wild dogs and cats on their eternal quest for food could be seen wandering the streets. The dusty village rested on the crest of a small mountain, with a view of the lowlands a quarter mile below, its angular ravines and a roaring river, whose thorny temperament could make it seem both inviting and terrifying. The warm currents of air from the citrus groves and the coffee plantations down in the valley wafted effortlessly up the slope, then fused in a tart aroma on the rooftops, right where the fog usually settled like a thick cap. But on this day the sky was clear. Before entering their houses early that afternoon, everyone had noticed with some astonishment the absence of the fog. In the city square, a mirage made the summer heat visible. It shimmered uncertainly above the cobblestones, where a man in a loose-fitting cotton shirt was shouting curses at one of the emaciated mutts. The dog skulked off with its tail tucked between its legs. Outside a decrepit tavern with shuttered windows stood three wooden tables. One had served as the Padilla family's dining table for several generations. Another, its tiles cracked, had once stood in one of La Paz's most luxurious homes. The last one, the most rickety of them all, had been made by the owner of the tavern. There were a few faded umbrellas around the tables, their original colors nearly impossible to determine. A window in the little apartment above the tavern was wide open. The curtains followed the rhythm of the gentle breeze, fluttering slowly back and forth with a kind of affected indolence. The man who lay on his bed was old. His hands were folded on top of his blanket, and his glasses rested on the nightstand where they kept company with a glass of water. His skin had turned yellow from many years spent in the piercing sunlight, and his wrinkled cheeks were sunken. He had an untroubled look about him. From his bed, the old man had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?